When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, we're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council votes to table discussion on employee parking lot program. Applications for Paso Robles Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee open. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to start with some afternoon clouds. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The second reading for eliminating the employee parking lot program in the downtown Paso Robles area was tabled in last night's meeting. Staff's recommendation was to eliminate the program due to a lack of consistent enforcement performed on a complaint basis and a potential steep cost for the city. However, several downtown businesses asked council to keep the program as a way to ensure employees would not be taking up spaces more convenient for customers. Here's one of those speakers now.
Please do not get rid of those lots with the parking, because we already it's hard to find parking after 10 o'clock in the morning. Some days, not every day, but especially on the weekends, and especially if there's something going on in the park. When there's something going on in the park, there is no parking anywhere, even in those lots. It's pretty bad. So please, I'm just begging, don't take away those lots. Don't take away the signs. At least I can tell my employees you have to park in those lots. Don't park in the across the street in front of the neighbors, because all they do is go and park in front of my store and then so on and so forth and all up and down the streets.
Council members Gregory and newly elected Beal wanted to gather more feedback from the downtown businesses before making a decision for the program. In a 3-2 vote, with council members Hammond and Strong dissenting, council voted to table this item for 6 months. The ordinance to keep employee parking lots remains, but there is no method of issuing permits or decals. Here's City Attorney Elizabeth Hull on how enforcement will work now that the ordinance was kept.
So if you leave the ordinance on the books, the ordinance is on the books. My understanding from staff is that when we eliminated the paid parking program, we eliminated Flowbird and any source to accommodate or produce the permits. So there's no one to give permits.
Right.
So you will have an ordinance on the books that says the city manager or his designee may issue downtown employee parking permits, dot, 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 and it goes on from there. The city manager may not choose to do that. It's permissive.
Employee parking lots will now follow an honor system. The signage will remain and enforcement will be done on a complaint basis. The item will be brought back in the June 17th, 2025 City Council meeting. Council will coordinate a meeting with Main Street Association to discuss what they would like to see for an employee parking lot program. Applications for City of Paso Robles Supplemental Sales Tax Committee open. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Applications are now open to serve on the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee in Paso Robles. The committee's purpose is to review and inform both the City Council and the community on revenues and expenditures for Measure E-12, recently extended by voters as I-24 and Measure J-20. The committee's first role is to provide oversight on the expenditures of the sales taxes, ensuring they are being spent appropriately on community priorities. The committee will meet on a quarterly basis during the months of February, May, August, and November on the third Wednesday of the month. There are currently two at-large membership positions available. The City of Paso Robles reminds residents of its hours for the upcoming holidays. City Hall, Library, Centennial Park, and administrative offices will be closed on December 25th and January 1st for Christmas and New Year's Day, respectively. Offices will be open the following business days. Residents may still contact the Paso Robles Police Department for non-emergencies and for the non-emergency line. For emergencies, call 911. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will be delayed by one day for the rest of that week. For instance, collections scheduled for Wednesday to Friday will be collected Thursday to Saturday on the week of Christmas. Thanksgiving for Paso Robles held its 40th annual dinner at Centennial Park this past holiday, carrying on the tradition first started by Mildred Wilkins in 1984. Thanksgiving for Paso Robles says they had over 235 volunteers this year, all working Monday through Thursday to help meet this year's demand. The Culinary Arts Academy's preparation enabled participation enabled them to cook 54 turkeys, slice and store 26 hams, and work with various other food items. Their partnership with Echo ensured they were able to deliver meals to homeless populations as well. And they would like to extend a thank you to all of the merchants and individuals for their monetary or product donations. Thanksgiving for Paso Robles says this year they served 481 guests in the dining room with an additional 1,063 meals delivered or picked up to go. A sincere thank you on behalf of the Thanksgiving for Paso Robles Steering Committee. 37-year-old Crystal Kalinske was arrested earlier this year on October 25th for possession of numerous narcotic drugs, according to a release by the San Luis Obispo Police Department. The release goes on to say that charges have been added to Kalinske after it was discovered that her six-month-old baby was exposed to meth and fentanyl. One felony count of child endangerment has been added to her charges, which also include possession of narcotic-controlled substances for sales, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of a controlled substance. Hundreds of laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025. Here are some of these laws now. In the housing market,
SB 611 will prevent landlords from charging tenants a fee if they pay their rent by security deposit by check or security deposit by check. AB 2347 will double the current deadline tenants have to respond to an eviction notice from 5 to 10 days. In sports for the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Cup championship last night, 97-81. Tomorrow, the Lakers will face the Kings, the Clippers will go against the Mavericks, and the Warriors will face the Grizzlies. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, DavisBodyShop.com.
California headline news. In San Francisco, the man charged in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee is found guilty of second-degree murder. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins speaking to reporters after the verdict was announced Tuesday.
Of course, we presented evidence that we thought substantiated a first-degree murder conviction. But at the end of the day, the jury has weighed in with their verdict, and we respect what that is.
Prosecutors argued former tech consultant Nima Momeni targeted Lee on a San Francisco street because Momeni thought his sister had been drugged and sexually assaulted by a man she met through Lee. Second-degree murder means the jury believes the murder was not premeditated. Representative Nancy Pelosi continuing to recover from hip surgery in Germany after she fell at an event in Luxembourg. Congressman Mike McCall of Texas had been standing next to her.
She likes to wear high heels, very high. She was on one of her last steps on this marble staircase that didn't have a railing, and she lost her footing.
He says he's spoken with Pelosi and says she's in good spirits. Jeff Scott, California News.
Woohoo! Another girl's night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now, can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, JINGLE.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. California Farm Bureau approved changes to the organization's policies last week during a House of Delegates session at the organization's 106th annual meeting in Monterey. Farm Bureau develops policy recommendations each year through its commodity advisory committees, which are groups of members that meet regularly throughout the year. This year, delegates voted to approve proposed changes to policies related to wolf management, crop insurance, and eminent domain. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff official license to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunshine with some clouds mixed in today. Highs in the upper 60s. East-northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Could see some gusts at around 30 miles per hour this morning. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy skies on Tuesday with a 60% chance of showers, then partly cloudy on Wednesday next week. Mid-60s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday and Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, then 60 a week from today. Currently it is 39 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened narrowly mixed and the Dow gained ground in early trading. The Federal Reserve meeting wraps up today with a 0.25% interest rate cut expected. General Mills shares opened down 4%. The maker of Cheerios, Bisquick, and many other brands reported an upbeat quarter but expressed caution about coming months. Honda and Nissan confirmed they're discussing a possible merger. And Foxconn, the Apple iPhone assembler, also expressed interest in buying Nissan. Tesla shares closed at a record on Tuesday. This morning, Tesla shares opened lower. General Motors and ChargePoint will together install hundreds of fast charging ports for electric vehicles across the U.S. The system will be branded as GM Energy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
We did it. We had an amazing harvest this year, and our popular Koroniki is back.
High polyphenols and all.
Christmas dinner will have garlic on the potatoes and lemon in a green bean casserole for a fresh, bright kick. And we have cinnamon flavor, raspberry, tangerine, praline, basil, rosemary, jalapeno, and chipotle, too. Our olive oils are a great gift. Find us at the Groves on 41, social media, and visit us at Farmers Market.
Thank you, North County, for an amazing 2024. We wish you a happy holiday season. Look forward to seeing you in 2025.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or heather@adlerbelmontgroup.com.
Experience holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. Saturday, December 21st, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic, Saturday, December 21st, 10 to 1 at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, visit charlespaddockzoo.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
There's a white Christmas in my hometown. There the streets are snowy, shining bright. And the lights on all the Christmas trees are burning. For old Santa's sure to come this very night.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
You know, if the average temperature is minus 40 degrees up there in the North Pole, Santa ought to be coming down here a lot more. Get out of that and come down to nice climates. This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on attorney Chuck Bell discussing things like issues with cities like Paso Robles and other things. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey there, Def.
Say, I listened to the meeting. I'd like to talk just real quick about it and then also about an assembly bill on ag land, if I could. Well, anyway, to make it real simple, on the parking meeting last night, the mayor, Sharon Road got up on public comment because she's not a council person anymore. And she just made it plain and simple in what she said, which was that the people had spoken, and what she thinks should be done is that all the parking lots should just be open for anybody to park, employees or tourists or residents. And Mayor Hammond, he agreed with that, and so did Fred Strong. And Chris Bosch, he suggested that, and then they got to, the other three, they wanted to keep the employee signs up to fool people mm-hmm. into not parking there, like tourists and stuff. And so, and the mayor, he thought that he thought that was kind of unethical. the three wanted the police department to not give tickets to people that parked in there who weren't employees, and he said that kind of puts the police, you know, in kind of a funny way to where they're not enforcing something that where it says employees only.
Well, let me see. We were told that we needed to change the dog ordinance in the city park because the police weren't enforcing it anyway, so why not change the law? And I don't want to hear anything about unethical from our city council. Okay? They passed a law that was illegal, and they didn't refund all the money to the people that were fined. I don't want to hear that from them. It's unethical. Jesus, that just makes me want to get a shovel and just put my boots on and just start just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that was brought up about the dog thing in the park, which was that they weren't enforcing that.
Well, I say we get rid of every single law that the city deems that we're not enforcing enough.
Yeah, well, that's what they said, was that they weren't enforcing the dog law so that they should be able to just say it's for employees only and not enforce that and have the police do that.
Well, then any laws that they say that they're not enforcing, then take it off the books. And we can put that in the school district too. If people aren't enforcing laws that the students or the faculty aren't, faculty or members, whatever, aren't following and it's not being enforced, just get rid of the rule. That's what we do. We just get rid of it.
Yeah, Chris Bosch thought that they should hire a guy part-time.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With a licensed reader. And so go around at the parking lots, and then if a resident was parking in there, because residents are going to know that they're not enforcing it, and then Steve Gregory said that, oh, well, if somebody parks in there that they shouldn't be, like a resident, give them a big fat ticket and they won't do that anymore.
Oh, that's the way to solve it. For the public who paid for that parking, for the concrete and everything that goes with it, to make sure that we're going to teach them a lesson. We're going to fine them a lot of money. Was it going to be more than $50?
I don't know. He said a big fat ticket, teach them a lesson to where they'll never do that again.
Teach them a lesson. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that they should just open it up to anybody, like Sharon Roden said, and the mayor, and also Fred Strong. Nobody wanted any of that parking stuff. They wanted it all gone. And a lot of times the employee parking lots, they don't have people in it. And here a tourist that comes to town, they see the employee sign, and they don't want to park in there because of the sign, but... You know, so it takes away parking from just the general public. Yeah, I know. I think that they should have done what the mayor said, and Sharon Roden and Fred Strong.
Okay. Well, thanks.
On the ag thing.
All right, real quick.
I heard there's a bill assembly bill that came out, and that after the first of the year, all agricultural lands, they'll be able to do ag business to where they'll be able to, because they're hurting, like, in growing crops and stuff, they'll be able to do, like, more events on their ag land, camping on their ag land for people. They'll be able to make all kinds of money on their ag land that they aren't able to do now, and that's what I heard. It's supposed to go into effect after the first of the year.
Well, I haven't seen that one yet, but it you know, from what you're saying, it sounds like a good idea. But the government in California would probably like it, because that means they can come up with another department to keep an eye on these people, so they can get the tax revenue from them.
It's supposed to really help that people in ag that are hurting and stuff to make money in other ways other than just.
Well, anything we can do to help out the ag people, that's good. All right, Daff, I got another call.
Okay.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Lauren McCoy. I just wanted to just give honor to Ms. Dorian Baker for her years of service to our Paso Robles School Board and as a teacher in our district, and just know that we're definitely going to miss her. And she definitely made a big influence on me and our community as a whole.
Knowing Dorian a little bit, I'm guessing she wasn't looking for a big party or sound off, or I mean not sound off, but send off or anything like that last night.
No, because she's humble and graceful, and that's how we all should be.
Mm-hmm.
But she got one, and she got a standing ovation. Everyone clapped for her. She got flowers, and it was just a really nice moment for her to be able to end her service on the Paso Robles School Board. She's not done in the community. She's still going to be doing stuff, but this season of her life is done, and I'm just very grateful to have had the opportunity to sit right beside her and glean the things that she did for our community.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's going to be missed. But, you know, the other thing, Lauren, is that she is one of those people who you talk about conviction and character. She has that. She never once, I can recall, ever stepping back from her position.
Right. Yeah. And she and I sometimes didn't agree on things, but I think this was the most healthiest disagreements that she and I had, because we could still talk it out and there was no ill will or anger involved or raising of voices. And it would just be nice if we all could just disagree in that manner, you know?
Yes, it would be. Well, we'll see how the new board works along.
But thank you, Dorian. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Speaking of education, it's going to get better here in the state of California. And the reason why I know that is because I just came across this. California community colleges are experimenting with a new model. Yep. Another experiment on the young brains of Californians. It's known as the competency-based education, but it's created a divide between faculty and administrators. Now, what this experiment is, kind of like what Bill Honig did in the early 80s here in California that ruined kids, this new model of education. And in the new model, known as what I said, the competency-based education, students don't receive grades and they don't have to attend class. Let me repeat that. I didn't misread. Students don't receive grades and they don't have to attend class. They learn at their own pace and can finish the course whenever. Chris, does that sound like something you'd like?
I mean, yeah. So I can get it done faster.
Well, I'm guessing in this case, that's not necessarily the goal. They don't receive grades, and they don't have to attend class, and they can go at their own pace and finish the course whenever. So what do you, I'm looking at this as saying, well, whenever is probably maybe not at your pace, Chris. Your pace is to just get the work done and get it, you know, within whatever amount of time. My guess is this, for people who like to, meaning going at their own pace, a snail's pace, probably. That's just my guess, because why else would they initiate this experiment? So they don't receive a grade, they don't have to attend class, and they can go at their own pace. Now, that is what happens in the real world. The boss gives you an assignment, and he says, or excuse me, I better say, he or she says, you can get it done whenever you want. We have absolutely no deadlines. Matter of fact, you don't even have to come to work to do it. But you can just go at your own pace. Nobody else is relying on you or waiting for you. We have no absolute deadlines because you can do things at your own pace. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Here we go. This is the experiment. I wonder if these kids that are doing this, is it a guinea pig basis, a trial? Okay. Now, by the way, this isn't really new, because in 2021, California lawmakers approved more than $4 million to expand this model to community colleges, including the one they list here is Madera Community College, and that's for this coming year of 24-25. All right. And more colleges, community colleges in particular, are getting on with this. Okay. Now, the total budget for this is nearly $9 million. All right. So, folks, there you have it. No grades, don't have to attend class, and you can learn at your own pace. Well, that's lovely. All right, also, I kind of mentioned this last week, but for those of you that are interested and want to take tax dollars from your neighbors, this state is rolling out the program offering vouchers for up to $2,000 to help residents purchase e-bikes and accessories as part of the state's effort to expand clean, green transportation options. So if you can't afford the e-bike, taxpayers are going to help you out. They did that with the cars, too, didn't they? Now, starting December 18th, so that was, well, it's today. Is it? Yeah, today's Wednesday. Residents of California, 18 and older, with household incomes at or below, it says 300% of the federal poverty level, can apply for the vouchers. The funds can be used to buy e-bikes and essentials, such as helmets, baskets, and bike locks. Of course, you need bike locks in the state of California because everything gets stolen. And applications will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. And they always pick out somebody who's an avid bicyclist. It just makes you feel better. Well, you know what? If it makes you feel better, why don't you save up and buy one yourself? Okay? Why don't you just do that? Good quality e-bikes are an investment. Well, but it's not an investment with your money. It's an investment with taxpayers' money. So because the government wants to come up with these programs and realize, well, you know what? People can't afford these e-bikes because they're expensive, just like a regular trail bike, you know, a good 10 or 15 speed bike. They cost a little bit of cash. I've got one. They're not cheap. But I didn't ask the taxpayers to help me in any way to get it. But we're going to do this for people who want to be on the e-bikes, which, again, Chris, I always have to ask because I forget more and more. E-bikes, you can also pedal. They're just not electric, right?
Yeah. If I think I'm understanding your question correctly.
Okay. All right. So, in other words, an e-bike, it it can go voom, 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 but you can also pedal it.
Some of them do have a throttle, if that's what you mean. Yeah, some of them. My one in particular has pedals and no throttle, but I believe there are some ones out there that do have throttle on them.
Okay, so do you know if most people using e-bikes use it for simply transportation or exercise?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that many people with an e-bike. I hear people calling all the time about them here on the station, but I've never actually seen more than one other person with an e-bike. Only other person I know is my uncle, and he lives in Santa Monica.
All right, well, he's not coming up the 101, I assume, on his e-bike.
No. Okay. His big old camper van, definitely.
Okay, well, let's see here. Good quality. You know what? I don't know how long bikes last. I had one that lasted for over 30 years. But that's just that's probably not the average. Well, it's not even close to the average. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. We so love and appreciate your show very much. And I just wanted to ask you if you were ever considering moving away from this state, and if you did, where you might want to move to?
Well, if I, the only state that I would want to move to would be Kentucky.
Okay.
Because I came from Kentucky.
I
love the people from Kentucky. I like the lifestyle of Kentucky. I like the in and around Louisville area. I just like it very much, but I got three grandkids. My wife is from King City, and her whole family's in California. Mm-hmm. So I ain't going anywhere.
Right. Sounds like me. All my kids live here, too. Well, thank you very much for your answer. Appreciate you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. With that, we're going to not exit the state. We're just going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The second reading for eliminating the employee parking lot program in the downtown Paso Robles area was tabled in last night's meeting. Council voted 3-2 in this decision, with members Hammond and Strong dissenting. The item will be brought back in the June 17, 2025 meeting. The city of Paso Robles reminds residents its offices and library will be closed on Christmas and New Year's Day. And for trash, recycling, and green waste, collection will be delayed by one day for the rest of the week on the weeks of Christmas and New Year's. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with some clouds in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, it's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden already off at his Delaware beach house for the rest of the week, while lawmakers rush to get home and grapple with a massive government funding bill to avoid a shutdown Friday. Conservatives upset that Speaker Mike Johnson promised no more Christmas tree bills. The GOP's Claudia Tenney on the frayed holiday nerves.
These are very difficult negotiations. Speaker Johnson is a terrific guy dealing in, as Newt Gingrich, former speaker, said, the most difficult speakership probably in American history with such a narrow majority.
The House Border Security Caucus working on day one plans to support President-elect Trump closing the border in January and tracking millions of illegal migrants to be deported. The Fed may have a holiday stocking stuffer today, expected to announce its third interest rate cut this year, a quarter point that would bring down rates 1% since September, despite stubborn inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County invites you to a special evening of celebration and holiday cheer, Wednesday, December 18th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion, as we honor retiring supervisor Debbie Arnold for 12 incredible years of service. Enjoy a delicious lasagna dinner catered by Science Catering. Doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Come celebrate Debbie's courageous leadership and dedication to our community December 18th. Register today at rpsloc.org. Donations just $50. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
The annual Teddy Bear Affair is this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Park Ballroom. Seating is limited, so get your tickets today at my805tix.com. Just $10 per child, $20 for adults. Each ticket holder will receive a souvenir teacup, gingerbread cookies, candy canes, and door prizes. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there, along with the Snow King and Queen. Bring your teddy bear. The annual Teddy Bear Affair this Saturday. Tickets at my805tix.com.
Eric's Painting, your North County residential and commercial paint company. No job is too big or too small. Eric's Painting, they specialize in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted. You can count on the licensed professional. Detailed quality paintwork from Eric's Painting. Call Eric's Painting or find them on Facebook. 805-975-6960. That's 805-975-6960.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, going to be turning out mostly sunny, but those winds could kick up to 30, maybe 40 miles per hour at times. Highs in the upper 60s and a couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Then sunny, mid-70s on Thursday. Some clouds, upper 60s Friday. Cloudy Saturday, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, upper 60s Sunday. Monday, upper 60s for your Christmas Eve. Right now, about a 50% chance of some rain. Highs in the low 60s, partly cloudy. Week from today, Christmas, 61. And speaking of that, today, I couldn't get it. All right. So let's see here. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m. And we went backwards. It's 39 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. Now, don't forget, it's coming up this Saturday. Yes, indeed. The community of Creston. It's their annual Christmas light parade, and San Miguel's having one, too. It's in downtown around 5 o'clock. All types of vehicles, horses, bicycles, floats, and people just walking are welcome to join the fun, and there'll be some hot drinks for sale at the Creston House will be open. All right, so the parade lasts about an hour. So get ready for it out there in Creston this Saturday, just like in San Miguel this Saturday as well. The 7th Annual Running Chicken 2024 10K and 5K Run Walk will be held 9 o'clock January 5th at the Santa Margarita Lake. And let's see here. Race swag is available, but this gets pretty busy. So for more information, look it up for the Run for Brittany and Brianne.org. And remember, this is a 501 nonprofit, and this is a mission to provide scholarships to graduating high school athletes around the Central Coast. Okay. So help out. Obviously, you have, and they appreciate it. Community calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, you've got 6 days to do your job. The clown, founding father of the British pantomime, Joseph Grimaldi, 1778-1837, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. The Georgia Peach, Ty Cobb, 1886-1961. Going way down on the list. Oh, the pinup girl, Benny Grable, 1916-1973. Ozzie Davis, 1917-2005. We also have on the list here the Moose, Bill Scourin, hard-hitting first baseman with the Yankees, primarily, 1930-2012. Player and coach, Gene Shue, 1931. Hoopster, 2022. from the Animals, House of the Rising Sun, and manager of Jimi Hendrix, then Slade. Brian Chaz Chandler, 1938-1996. MVP back in 65, Zolo Versailles with the Twins. 1939-1995, Big Brother and the Holding Companies, guitar player, Sam Andrew, 1941-2015. How this man stayed alive is a scientific miracle. Absolutely a miracle. Keith Richards from Big Lips and the Rollin' Uglies. He was born in 1943. Not a bad quarterback, particularly running the ball. Greg Landry, 1946. 2024, didn't know that. Steve Spielberg, 1946. Let's see here. Who else we have? The movie critic, Leonard Maltin, 1950. Former Cowboy running back, Doug Dennison, 1951. Ray Liotta, I liked him. He was good. 1954, passed away in 2022. This guy was a beast on the basketball court, man. You did not mess with him. Charles Oakley, 1963. Brad Pitt, 1963. Pro wrestler, Steve Austin, 1964. Willie Blair, not a bad pitcher, 1965. Who else do we have here on the list? I'm looking. Booger McFarland, LSU defensive tackle. He does a lot of stuff on TV. He's fun to listen to. 1977. And is that it? Pierre Thomas, not a bad running back. Played with the Saints, 1984. All right, let's see here. Passing away on this day, Joseph Barbera, Hanna and Barbera, 2006. Zsa Zsa Gabor, 2016. China Machado, the fashion model, she passed away in 2016. Chris Farley, good riddance, 1997. Sam Wanamaker, the actor, 1993. Mark Goodson, Goodson Todman Productions, 1992. And who else? That is it. Yes, is that it? Yes, it is. Oh, Stradivari, the fiddle guy, violin guy. He passed away in 1737. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, as soon as you heard his name and you know what I think about baseball, that, well, he is just one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Don't care about what you may think about him. More batting titles than any other player. He hit, his 24-year career, he hit 300, a record 23 consecutive, except for his rookie season. Hit 400 three different seasons. Had more five-hit games than any other player. Also holds a career record for stealing home, 54, and stealing second base, third base, and home in succession. And his youngest player ever to compile 4,000 hits and score 2,000 runs. His combined totals were a record for half a century. And he, at one time, I forget the amount of records he held in Major League Baseball, but it was just phenomenal. And he still holds quite a few. Still holds quite a few. Just think, about 100 years after he played. And he ended up, well, let's see here. His lifetime average, you can round it out to 367, but it's 366, 4,100 hits, 1,900 RBIs, almost 900 stolen bases. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. And by the way, his reputation as a violent man was exaggerated by the first biographer. That was Al Stump. And that came... That's come out in the last several years. Matter of fact, this guy Stump stole some things from Cobb. Now, that's not to say Cobb didn't have some issues. I read a recent book and a guy that traveled with him as a biographer. And I don't know if they're amazing or I'd be scared. But he did have some issues, but not to the degree that people say he did. But he did invest in college scholarships in Georgia for funds, and that still exists today, because what did he do? Well, Cobb, early investments in Coca-Cola and General Motors. He was worth millions of dollars when he passed away. And again, that scholarship fund, I think it has to do not only for college, but I think some kind of hospital down there in Cobb County. Cobb County was not named after him. But one of the best, Ty Cobb, goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Applications are now open to serve on the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee in Paso Robles. The committee's purpose is to review and inform both the council and community on revenues and expenditures for measures E12 and J20. Two at-large positions are available. Several hundred laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025.
AB 1836 and 2602 will protect the likeness from deceased actors, requiring consent from the actor's estate before their likeness can be digitally replicated using artificial intelligence. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny early with some clouds in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
In 1905, Cobb's mother, Amanda, fatally shot his father. And the reason is, court records, that he assumed or suspected her of infidelity. She was acquitted, but Cobb always said that his ferocious play was for his late father. All right, one more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.